Councilman Caleb Collier said.
I'm proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Welcome to the fire. Welcome to the fire.
Today on Church and State, dissecting for such a time as this.
And also, we're going to be dissecting our trip to the Mar-a-Lago Resort, where we spent some time with Catholics for Catholics.
Hello, Christian Patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. I'm your host, Caleb Collier. With me, as always, Pastor Gabe Blomgren, once again, your favorite far-right shock jocks and the most schizophrenic show you listen to on a daily basis.
The one show that's only going to take on the most controversial subjects, faith and politics, Jesus smack dab in the middle as your referee.
I need everyone to go on over to churchandstate.media and download and share our shows. We've got high-quality content, high-quality guests. This is information that you're not going to get anywhere else, and it's really the time for Christians, for conservatives, to band together and to really dive into alternative media, because that is going to be the source of information that you need to go through the times of trouble that Gabe and I really see on the horizon. Also take advantage of all of these great affiliates. We talked about gold before. You want to talk about gold again, or mead? What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, I just want to reiterate, we've said it ad nauseum. I kind of understand how Clay feels where when you talk about BRICS nations, you talk about everything that's happening with the Federal Reserve. You talk everything that's happening about Goldman Sachs. You kind of feel like a broken record, but the reality is this, as Jesus said, you would know the times and seasons by the changing of the leaves on the fig tree. We can watch with great accuracy. Those of you who think, hey, there's no way we can know when Jesus' return is, yes, you're right, but we can actually know about the seasons changing, and we can see right now, economically, there is a mass wilting, Caleb, and you have to do something to prevent you being at the far side of that. Do you want to be in breadlines? Do you want to be somebody who is, possibly we're looking at a federal institution of a CBDC, a central bank digital currency, where your dollars could possibly be turned into credits, tokens from a central bank that's all over the world. We could literally see to where that would be the quickest way to get away from your pain. But those of you who have money set aside in gold and silver, you actually have another way out. So get wise, be prudent, set aside some time, maybe give these guys a call. A lot of you don't believe us, but if you call them, go to the website. Right now we're scrolling through it. Can you just highlight the web address again? bh-pm.com. Okay, go there. You can contact somebody, 866-346-5325. Call them. You will get a physical representation, a human being who will walk you through this process. And our point is not to take your money. Our point is to protect your money. This is something that I did with my money way back in like 2014. So I'm encouraging you guys, come along, steer the ship.
Yeah, and use that promo code Church and State. Tell them that we sent you, and you'll be helping us as well. You can also just donate specifically to Church and State. Hit that promo code either at the bottom of the page or the top of the page. As always, this keeps us on the American Christian Network. We love being on there. We love coming to you daily and providing that content that you've become accustomed to with Church and State. Also, if you want to get a hold of us, Church and State 1776 at proton.me. All right. Gabe, we got a couple of events that we need to promote. As you know, Gabe and I, we don't just want to provide you with information to educate you, things of that nature. We also want to engage in actionable items. And so here's a few things that you can do as Christians, as patriots in the Spokane region. So we've got a homeschool conference coming up April 26th through the 27th. This is going to be over at Valley Assembly, 15618 East Broadway. All right, you need to register there. You can check out their website. Chris has got it up for us. But go there. You can email christianfamilyhomeeducators@gmail.com. They got a whole host of speakers, vendor halls. Look, parents, you got to get your kids out of public education. We belabor that all the time on this show. That's one of those actionable items that you can actually engage in, is get your kids out of public education, homeschool them, get them into a co-op, private schools. There's so many different resources and options for you. Come to this event and learn all about them.
Yeah. What is the one thing you can actually really control? You could possibly control your civil environment right here locally. but you definitely can control the environment in your home, how your kids are turning out, how your dinner time is going. You know, it's a struggle. Even with, I have my son in a Christian school, and even in the environment of having a Christian school, things still aren't perfect. So I cannot imagine, those of you who have your kids in the public school system, please consider coming to this. This is going to be a great time to educate yourself with an alternative, which we found out during COVID is actually doable. We found out that it's going to offend, this might step on some toes. You don't necessarily need a classroom environment for your son or daughter to be educated.
Absolutely. We also have another great one. We're going to start the discussion on what God has kicked off officially from YouTube. But you know what? We're never going to be silenced about this. And we're talking about vaccines. Most of you know who listen to the show know that we are fundamentally opposed to experimenting on ourselves, on our children, with a vaccine that wasn't even a vaccine, really. And it turned out to be quite literally poison. So we've got the Vax Unvax bus. It's coming to Spokane. This is an opportunity for you to come and hear some of the great, brave doctors who've actually stood up against medical tyranny. It's going to be April 19th, 12929 East Sprague Avenue. Starts at 8 a.m., goes till 6 p.m. The speakers are coming on at 4 p.m., but there's going to be an open mic time for people who have been injured by the vaccine, and not just specifically the COVID vaccine. There's a lot of other vaccines that have caused damage to people, to children. So it's going to be an opportunity for you to hear from people who have experienced this firsthand, or who have relatives who maybe have died from super cancers after they got the COVID vaccine. We're going to have Dr. Paul Thomas, Dr. Scott Jensen, Dr. Kelly Victory, local guy, Dr. Jason Kinley, and the MC is going to be Sean Needham, a pharmacist podcaster.
Yeah,
wonderful guy. We've had him on the show before. Yes. So please head on over to Children's Health Defense, childrenshealthdefense.org is the website for that. Chris has got it up on the screen. But you'll definitely want to come to this event and just co-labor with your fellow patriots, your fellow Christians.
And this subject is not going away. As you know, they're planning the next pandemic, and they're going to be armed and ready with some virulent strain of whatever you want to call it, monkeypox. Something is going to go down. Be ready, be educated, get empowered now.
Amen to that. All right. Hey, Gabe, as we were coming back from Mar-a-Lago, and do you want to hit Mar-a-Lago first?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Chris, could you put up a picture? Yes, this is us in the Mar-a-Lago. We had an opportunity to spend some time. And what's cool is we're going to play a little clip from Jim Caviezel here in a second. But before we do, this is a black tie event that we got to attend. Doug Billings, one of our good friends from the right side. We went to Donald Trump's residency, the Mar-a-Lago. A lot of people don't know that he lives in this place in Florida, which was built in the 20s, Caleb. Just some history about it. This building is so big and opulent that when the owners actually moved out, it was given to the state. The state couldn't keep up with the actual fees to actually keep it in a good shape. So what ended up happening is in 1988, Donald Trump purchased it, turned it into a club. Eventually, he made it his residence, which everybody kind of freaked out about. He actually had to make himself an employee of the club so he could live there. But we got to spend some time there. What were your thoughts, man? These pictures are insane.
Yeah, they're incredible.
It makes the Davenport look tame.
Yeah, it truly does. And what an opportunity for us to go there. We just had Doug Billings on the previous show where we got his thoughts on it. And I don't really want to go into that again, but I will say that we as Christians need to start combating with our Catholic brothers and sisters and realize that we have so much more in common, and our enemy is using this division in order to bring America to its knees. So, you know, there's us with Doug Billings, just a great friend, a great mentor as well. One of the things that I wanted to talk about here is Jim Caviezel in particular. Because Jim is obviously a great actor. I've enjoyed so many of his movies. You know, he's most well known probably for The Passion of the Christ. Probably second to that would be Sound of Freedom, which is his most recent endeavor. But overall, the theme of the event was truly about being pro-life and combating human trafficking. Now, Jim Caviezel got up and did a very, very good speech. He took a speech of probably the most famous speech of Ronald Reagan, of Tear Down This Wall. Everybody,
it's actually from it's called A Time to Choosing by Ronald Reagan. I did some investigation. This is a speech that during Barry Goldwater's time in 1964, the original speech was actually written in October 27, 1964, Like I said, it's called A Time for Choosing, an address on behalf of Senator Barry Goldwater. He kind of, what he did is he took some elements of other speeches. So he may have had that speech as well at the beginning, but a lot of his speech came from this very time period. And the crazy thing is he would go in and out of being himself and Reagan.
He does a very solid impression of Ronald Reagan. It was incredible. He had the voice inflection. Everything was timed very, very well. Now, Gabe, I know you wanted to play some of this for
our
audience.
I also want to have you guys key in on some of the changes he made to the speech. So you're going to hear the audio right now. Those of you listening, this is actually Ronald Reagan. So listen to this, and we'll play just a brief amount where he's talking about Nikita Khrushchev and just this everything that was going on at the current time.
And deserves one. Now, let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war. But there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement, and this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face.
Okay, we're going to hold there. You heard appeasement and well-meaning liberal friends. Okay, let's go back here.
Other than this, but every lesson in history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning Christian liberal friends refuse.
Oh, he added a word.
He did.
Our well-meaning what?
Christian.
Liberal friends.
Yes. So Jim Caviezel changed
that dropping,
up.
He's dropping these things in here. We're going to go back and forth. Why would he say that? Why would he? Because there's these liberal Christians who are out there now.
Yeah, and what are they doing? They're engaging in that appeasement. What our audience needs to understand, and then we'll continue with Ronald Reagan and Jim Caviezel here, is the cultural Marxism that has invaded this country, invaded the church as well. And what they have successfully done is watered down the truth of the message. They've taken it and moved Christianity into a social justice platform. And so these liberal Christians have fallen prey to Marxist agendas. And what they're pushing now is we need to come alongside this subgroup, this subcategory, in order to correct these evils that America may or may not have engaged in the past. Instead of promoting the idea that you and I are brothers and sisters in Christ, and that it doesn't matter about race, it doesn't matter about poverty or IQ level or any of these issues. What matters is that you and I are Christians and that we should be working together to disciple the nations to bring everyone to that saving grace of Jesus Christ. And
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And this issue is very interesting. He's addressing the Catholic Church, but we on the evangelical side have the biggest problem as well. You'll see people like
Andy Stanley.
Well, I'm just going to address Senator Warnock. We nickname Warlock. Him Senator Warlock. He's a African-American individual who, sadly, our Christian rap artist Lecrae actually helped him campaign. And I think to myself, why are you helping him, Lecrae, when Warlock or Senator Warnock is actually pro-abortion? So we're going to continue. Did you have anything else you wanted to say?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
That their policy of accommodation is appeasement, and it gives no choice between peace and war. Only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? Well, Nikita Khrushchev has told his people he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically.
So listen to this. He adds in where Nikita Khrushchev, listen to what he adds into. And I just love that. The Russians thought that they would surrender, but under Reagan's leadership, they did not. They won the Cold War thanks to Reagan.
That's why our priests, our pastors, our bishops, and sadly now even our Pope, that his policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives us no choice between peace and war, only between fight and surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we will have to face the final demand, the final ultimatum. And what then? When Satan has told his own...
Okay. He doesn't use the word Nikita Khrushchev. What does he use? He uses the term Satan.
Mm-hmm. Which is truly what it is. Ronald Reagan was specifically addressing the Russian threat there. But Jim Caviezel correctly identifies it as Satan, because as we've pointed out on the show so many times, Gabe, Marxism is from the pit of hell. Everything
Absolutely.
That they stand
the
for.
The dedication of the Communist Manifesto was to Lucifer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know communism is from the pit of hell. Continue on here with Jim.
That's what our answer is going to be. He's told them that we're retreating under the pressure of his Cold War, and someday when the time is right, to deliver his final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary. Because you see, by then we will have been so weakened from within, spiritually, morally, economically. He believes this because from our side he's heard
voices.
I'm going
to stop here in a second.
Pleading for peace at any price.
Listen to this.
Or better red than dead, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees with his mask on than die at his feet.
Woo!
Yeah,
with
there
his
it
mask
is.
On. Because so, like, I heard that, and that's what triggered me. Why would Reagan say with his mask on? Well, he never did. This was originally read by Reagan. He never says anything about having a mask on. So I want to applaud Jim Caviezel for taking Reagan's speech and then adding the stuff. And then, you know, I'm going to actually break this down even further and maybe even on a separate video on YouTube, show the differences, you know, might have them lined up side by side. Amazing. I have to call it a performance.
You could see his excellence in his craft, because obviously Jim Caviezel is an actor.
Thing.
Yeah, but he memorized the whole thing. This is why he's been so successful in Hollywood, in spite of the fact that he's a strong Catholic and a conservative. It's because he is such a good actor that people want to watch him. He ended it
with the really darn good impression of Mel Gibson.
Yes, that was great as well. Yes, you may take our lives, but you'll never take our freedom.
Just listen to this.
Join Saint Michael and all the angels in defending God's little children.
Okay, sorry, little fool.
Now, would you have been willing to trade all the years from this day to that for one chance?
For one chance.
Just one chance to come back here and tell our enemies that you can take our lives, but you can never take our freedom. Every man dies. Not every man truly lives. You. We must fight for that authentic freedom, my friends, and live, my friends.
God, my skin's ready to pop.
I'm ready to take that sword off the wall.
Bless you, just like Mary is your shield and Christ is your sword. May you join Saint Michael and all the angels in defending God's little children and setting Lucifer and his henchmen straight
Amen.
Back to hell with them all.
Standing ovation.
Yeah. Yeah, I love this, and I gotta follow this up, Gabe, with a little bit of a humorous story, just to prove how much you and I are brothers. The next day after this event, I get up and I start getting dressed to just carry on the day, and I go to put my shoes on, and I'm like, something feels different, and I'm like, this has no cushion to it. What's going on? I wear Skechers. He makes fun of me all the time, but they're comfortable. I don't care. You know what? Yeah, you were wearing my Skechers. He literally went into my room without my permission because he was wearing shoes with no socks to included, right? And steals my cushions out
Show
of my
picture
shoes.
Show the of us at the Mar-a-Lago where we're just standing in front of the whole entire resort. Yeah, you can see my shoes.
Yeah,
go
so,
back.
No, so he took the cushions from my shoes and put his bare, sweaty feet into them.
Can you see my feet somehow?
And it's just, who does that?
Me.
He does that.
It is. Yes.
That's the guy sweating into my insoles. Yeah. That's Gabe for me, right?
Yeah, the dude wore my undershirt, my white undershirt.
It's true.
He also uses my toothpaste. So,
I always forget something.
You always forget something.
One thing. It's usually nothing like significant, but something that's just makes my life a little bit inconvenient.
Look at those dapper guys.
Yeah, we had fun. It was a great event. We look forward to doing many more. And definitely would love to go to Mar-a-Lago
cool being
again.
In an environment with the Secret Service and everybody. Like, that is a well-defended, just any of our enemies, just so you know this. Joe Biden would never, ever have that level of excellence and just impeccability. Like everything, Caleb, did you even get to use the restroom? Did you use the restroom? You didn't use the restroom.
I don't think I did.
Dude, everything was just immaculate. It was insane.
I believe it. So, you know, yeah. And we actually had a situation with Joe Biden while we were coming back from there.
Yeah.
We got waylaid flying above Dallas because Air Force One was coming into Dallas. And so we had to spend like 50 minutes circling.
In the air, circling.
Yeah, Dallas because Joe Biden was there. So we got to deal with both the presidents. And I'm not stuttering there. Both the presidents. All right. During that trip, but yeah, five cities in 2 days. I mean, that was it was crazy, but a great event. Now, as I was coming home from this one, Gabe, I had a thought. Because within the Christian Patriot community, and you'll hear a lot of churches that will use this verse, and oftentimes they use it out of context, but it really got me thinking. What I'm speaking to is Esther 4:14, which reads like this. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. And the phrase that I'm specifically talking about here is for such a time as this. Now, it's a great rallying cry, and we hear this in churches all across America. And people have this spoken into their lives, that you were born for such a time as this. And even Gabe and I, as we close the show, we talk about this, born for a storm, the calm does not suit us, right? But I really want to challenge our audience here. And I hope you hear where my heart is coming from, because I want you to engage in some soul searching here. Everybody says that they were born for such a time as this. But are you truly? What are you actually doing? Now, I used our producer as an example, and I hope he doesn't mind this because I might embarrass him, but you know what? I have the microphone, so you're going to listen to every word I say. Chris is a great example of this, and I want to highlight him because I so appreciate him. This is a man who is a precinct captain for the GOP in the local area here. He is at almost every single GOP event out there, so he's engaging in the system, in the political system. This is a man of the church. He goes to church every single Sunday. He attends Patriot Church, which helps sponsor us. He's also at every single city council meeting in Spokane. He's there. He's representing, and he's speaking out against the liberal agenda.
Any TCAP
there.
Event? Or
TCAP events as well.
Yeah.
But also, he volunteers his time. I don't know how many people know this. I know we started the show talking about our donating to us, using some of our affiliates. But Chris volunteers his time. We don't have the cash inflow to pay him, actually. We pay him as we can when we get some money in.
We take him on trips every once in a while.
Every once in a while. Yeah, I got to meet General Flynn. But he's volunteering his time to keep us on the air and looking efficient and productive. And so there's a man who's actually born for such a time as this, that's actually out there in the trenches working. I want to challenge every single Christian, every single patriot that listens to this show to actually meditate on those words. Are you actually acting like you were born for this time period? This time period where we're seeing tyranny come upon America in ways that we have never thought possible. Are you doing enough to ensure that your children don't grow up in a socialist hellhole? Because that's the path that we're on right now.
Absolutely. This season we're in, there's like a lot of these key Christian statements, you know, hey, God knows that you were created for such a time as this. And we speak it over people. We prophesy over it. We say, hey, you were born for such a time as this. And let's not let it turn into just a catchphrase. I love what you're saying, because a lot of times we speak it over an individual or we speak it over ourselves. And it's in the context of, hey, you were born for such a time as this, to go into Costco and go get your list and then, you know, go to soccer. And then after that, you know, show up maybe and give a little tithe and help the bottle drive for kids and give some, you know, that to me is not for such a time as this. That's just daily living. And, you know, I strive for you to push on beyond that. Another great verse: for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Like that, he created stuff and paths for you to operate in. And it's like uniquely you, but it cannot be something that you just think somebody else is going to do. No, nobody else can be you. Nobody else can do it. But if you aren't freaking doing something substantive, like it has to have some type of physical effect. You know, being a PCO officer, there's an effect. And, you know, I just want to ask you guys to do this. Think about where you are headed. Where are your grandkids headed? Where is our future headed? If you continue to do the same thing, maybe do something more. What does it look like?
Yeah, what are you passionate about? I mean, let's examine Esther just for a little bit. Like, this is a woman, a Jew, who is in a time of slavery for her people. She gets brought into the harem of King Xerxes.
I love that. Use what you got. Use that. Use those looks you think that your mama gave you.
You think this is like a
was really pretty?
Yeah. You think this was like a Disney princess movie? Not at all. She's basically the king just, you're pretty and I'm taking you. Yep. That was her situation, all right?
And she's a Jew. You know, Seth, talk about the just because he's a king, she's a Jew, he's a Persian.
Yeah. And through God's handiwork on this, she's brought up to a point where she's a queen now, from the harem to the queen. All right. So she's got some pull here. All right. But she's unaware. She's actually blissfully unaware. She sees her cousin Mordecai in mourning, in sackcloth, because of Haman, who had actually tricked the king into, basically, he's going to engage in genocide against all the Jews in his kingdom. And Mordecai encourages her, which is the word, the scripture that I just read, Esther 4:14, encourages her to use her position to be an advocate for her people. And she risks death at this point. It is illegal for her to go and speak to the king, but she does so anyway. And she actually says, if I die, I die. All right. She asks the Jews to actually, every Jew in that kingdom, to fast for her for 3 days. All right. This is a situation that she's involved in. And then through her work, through listening to God, she actually saves her people. And Haman dies by his own noose. That's the situation right there. So as you examine this, I'm going to encourage the audience. If you actually examine, are you born for such a time as this? Are you doing everything that you can to combat the evils that we see in the world? Is death acceptable to you? Are you willing to go that far that you might face the type of persecution that we've seen from some of our friends in the patriot and Christian community, like Artur Pawlowski? Are you willing to go that far that you might face jail time or even death in order to stand for your people, for God's chosen people, the Christians, the Jews? These are individuals that we need to stand united with to combat all the evils in the world, Gabe.
Absolutely. The really unique thing about the story of Esther, and I know we can't put ourselves in the person's shoes all the time, but Esther is given this word by Mordecai, and she's thinking, hey, she's already sent clothes to get him out of his sackcloth. She's trying to change his mind. Hey, we can survive this. This is what Mordecai says to Esther. He says, do not imagine that you and the king's palace can escape any more than all the other Jews. And I say that to all of us as Christians. You might have a position of power. You might have a position of influence. You may just, be rich enough to think that you're going to escape what's coming. But the reality is, even you need to enter into that position of influence that's completely submitted to God and to his future and his calling.
I couldn't have said it better myself. I love that you're challenging, because that's really what I wanted to do with this last portion of this show, is to challenge our audience to get more involved, more engaged, and to realize that appeasement, as Ronald Reagan and Jim Caviezel said, is not going to work. You're going to become a slave. You're going to face death ultimately. So I'd rather fight.
Never retreat, never surrender.
Amen. Church and State is sponsored in part by Patriot Church.
I'm Pastor Gabe, and a calm does not suit me.
I'm Caleb Collier. I was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.
MyPillow.com has got more than just pillows. You've got your slippers, your bathrobes. You have towels that actually dry you off, not the kind you buy at Walmart where it's just kind of a slick mess. They have got some of the best products out there. The sheets are absolutely incredible. I think it's 1,000 count. It's the best products you can buy. And the pillows even have silencer technology in it. And so if you need a day where you're just going to scream into your pillow, don't worry. Your neighbors won't hear you.
Why would you want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? First of all, they're out of business. You want to go support an American-made product, go to MyPillow.com. And then you're also supporting one of the nation's most, I would say, Jesus-filled, and a company that is completely, completely built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're getting a 2-for-1 there. You know you've wanted good night's sleep for years. You're tossing, you're turning. Just go now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Church and State.
CHURCHANDSTATE. That's Church and State.
You do not want to eat synthetic meat. If you can grow a meat in a lab, if you want to go ahead and have Soylent Green on the table, feel free to eat this garbage that Target's trying to throw out. But if you want actual meat that's been freeze-dried, it's been processed by actual human beings, go to griddownchowdown.com.
Look, the World Economic Forum has declared a war on red meat. They hate the cows. They hate the cow farts. There is supply chain issues. And for me, you can pry my steak from my cold, dead hands.
If you want a meat that's going to last freeze-dried 10 years or more, this is the product you want.
I want all of you to go to griddownchowdown.com. Use the promo code CHURCHANDSTEAK. These are fantastic freeze-dried raw beef. The blood is still in it. You just rehydrate it and add it to your favorite meal, and you are ready to go. And remember, the Holy Word of God tells us, for one person has faith to eat all things, while another who is weak eats only vegetables. That's Romans 14:2. The doctor that I recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Signups is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want, and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself, or maybe even a doctor for your family, or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsignups.com. You for sure need to mention Church and State when you go to officialsignups.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
With the rise of the BRICS nations, you've got a lot of nations that are gathering together, and they're all doing a gold-backed currency. The United States is not, and the petrodollar is starting to fail. And my suggestion to all of you would be to get behind gold and silver, because that is the currency that is always going to have value.
I might not be a gold or silver guru, but I want to have something tangible in my hands at the end of the day. So I would definitely recommend every one of you go to bh-pn.com.
All you got to do is look around and see that the price of everything is increasing. Gold and silver is on the rise. It's being artificially suppressed. You want to schedule a consultation right now so that your families don't end up in the breadline and you're saying, please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? 4 years from now, prices are going to be absolutely astronomical. Go to bh-pn.com. Get a consultation now. You definitely want to mention Church and State. It will get you the best prices. It will get you the best consultation advice. Use Church and State when you go to bh-pm.com.
This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Hello, everybody. It's an honor to be with you.